Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the therapeutic hot cold pack for your puzzle pain relief. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and I am here with Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, AJ. I am thrilled to be here. I'm glad we get to do another one of these, and I have nothing to banter about.
All right, let's make this a banter-free introduction.
We're going to dive right into the puzzles.
All right, no more banter.
These are puzzles about language, but not real languages, made-up ones.
Okay.
Every answer is a word ending in ish, is, or ian, like English, Chinese, or Italian.
Oh, okay.
Except these aren't actually languages.
I love it. Do you have an example?
Of course I do. I could give you the clue, it's garbage, or it's a language spoken in massage parlors.
Oh, well, I thought it was trash. Oh, rubbish.
Rubbish, exactly. It. Okay. It's garbage is rubbish, or if it were a language, it's the language of rubbing. It's rubbish.
Got it. So it's ish. What were the three?
Well, I'm going to do these in groups. So the first set are all ish words.
Is there any O like Esperanto?
Oh, very fancy. No, I didn't do any O. You know, I could have done E-S-Q-U-E like Monegasque, the language of Monaco.
I didn't know about that. I will tell you, I looked up puzzle, the word puzzle in Esperanto, and it's enigmo, enigmo.
Enigmo.
I think that Esperanto seems you just add an O to every word.
So. Enigmo sounds like the name of the machine we have in the puzzle lab. Right? Fire up the Enigmo and get us more invented languages.
All right. Well, what did the Enigmo have for me now?
All right. So these are some ish words.
Okay.
It's an object believed to have magical powers, or it's a language spoken at a festival or lavish outdoor entertainment.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm drawing a blank. I've got some theories. Outdoor entertainment. And there's picnic. That doesn't end in ish.
Well, keep in mind that would be picnic-ish you were looking for, right? So the first half of the clue, an object believed to have magical powers.
Oh, I see.
Is the word ending with ish.
Oh, I see.
It could also be used to refer to somebody's sexual predilection, like you have a foot blank.
Oh, okay, I got it. A fetish.
Exactly.
You went with the more G-rated.
Yeah, I did, but then I gave it away with the foot fetish, and
yes,
there we are.
That helped. I need the more lowbrow clues, so there you go.
all the parents driving in the cars with their children are like, honey, I'll explain this to you later. No, I'm not explaining it now. All right, here's the second one. It's what magicians do to their audiences, or it's the language of James Bond's car.
Interesting. See, now I was thinking that it was like vanish, and that it would be about vans, but it's actually astonish.
Yes.
Aston Martin, astonish.
Yes, very nice. Vanish would be the vehicle in which James Bond is abducted.
Right. Exactly. Right. Or when he retires and has kids and
driving around in the van.
Right.
All right. Here's another one. It means to give sustenance to, or it's the language spoken only by the Queen of Jordan.
Okay. I think I got this one. I think that it is nourish. Nourish.
Yes.
Exactly.
So Queen Noor of Jordan.
So is that a homophone, or does she spell her name N-O-U-R?
I believe her name is probably spelled in Arabic originally, right? But we transliterate it to N-O-O-R.
Noorish. Got it.
Noorish.
All right.
Let's look this up. Yeah, there is an Arabic spelling of Noor al-Hussein. She was actually born Lisa Najib Halabi.
Interesting.
But she is known as Noor now.
All right. There you go. It's infotainment. You're getting your entertainment and your info.
That's what we're here for. Okay. Let's switch over to some ESE words.
Okay. Ease.
All right. It's the element with the symbol MN, or it's a language spoken by yellow, red, pear-shaped tropical fruit.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I thought for a sec, I'm getting mangoese.
What is that element?
Magnesium?
But you're very close to saying it. You just, if you don't know the element, you'll probably never guess, but.
All right, well, I'm just going to say that those sounds in a sort of slurring way, and you can give me credit. So okay. It's manganese?
Yes, you got it. Manganese.
Manganese.
Exactly. Manganese.
All right. Manganese. Oh, so that's an element is manganese?
Yeah, it might be the only element that ends ESE. I don't think the new ones don't have any of those.
Interesting. I just listened to the Tom Lehrer song where he lists all the elements. So I did hear it like a few days ago.
Should have been easy for you.
Yeah. All right. I failed. Okay.
All right.
Manganese.
Here's another ESE one. It's the territorial jurisdiction of a bishop, or it's a language spoken by gaming cubes.
All right. Well, I thought that it was archdiocese. I see. You take out the arch. It's just the arch. Maybe that's the cardinal is the archdiocese.
Or the archbishop, really.
Right.
The archbishop runs the archdiocese. Bishop runs
the diocese. I love it.
All right, I've got two more. These are words that end with I-A-N.
Okay, I-A-N. I'm ready.
It's a person responsible for the cleaning and care of a building, or it's a language of swear words spoken by amphibians.
Okay, I think I got it, because I did. I got it from the clue of the janitorial,
building caretaker,
custodian, and then it's
custodian.
Toad is the amphibian, and Ian, so custodian.
Exactly,
that's
I like to imagine all the toads just cursing at us all night long.
It's a very popular language, absolutely, I'm sure.
And finally, it's a word for an uncivilized person, or it's a language spoken by naked people in pubs.
Okay. All right.
And I'd like to be clear that naked people in pubs are not by default uncivilized people.
True. That is true.
Right.
And as we've discussed on this show, there is a large nudist following for escape rooms.
Exactly.
So we are, puzzlers have nothing against the naturalist movement.
And when they successfully complete the escape room, they go off to the pub.
Exactly. Where they speak barbarian.
Exactly. Barbarian.
I love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. You got it.
Well done, Greg. You definitely got me on a couple, but I had a good time nonetheless. And do you have an extra credit for the puzzlers at home?
I do. This is a condiment, or it's a language spoken by people who think equines are cool.
Okay. All right. Oh, I like that. Okay. All right. So if you get it, that's wonderful. And if you don't, you should come back tomorrow because we will give you the answer. And in addition to that, you might want to just subscribe or tell your friends or whatever you want to do and join us here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. This is your chief puzzle officer, Greg Pliska, here to give you the extra credit answer from the previous episode. Jeremy Hobson joined us once again, and we played the middle with him, where we took four-letter words, inserted a letter in the middle to get a new five-letter word. I gave you this extra credit. I've collected kitchenware belonging to Robert Frost, Emily Dickinson, and Amanda Gorman, because I love the blank of blank. What do I love? I love the pots of poets, of course. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you here next time. Thanks for playing along with the team here at The Puzzler with AJ Jacobs. I'm Greg Pliska, your chief puzzle officer. Our executive producers are Neely Lohman and Adam Newhouse of Newhouse Ideas and Lindsay Hoffman of iHeart Podcasts. The show is produced by Jody Avergan and Brittany Brown of Roulette Productions, with production support from Claire Bittiger Curtis. Our associate producer is Andrea Schoenberg. The Puzzler with AJ Jacobs is a co-production with Newhouse Ideas and is distributed by Ostracized Path, the path nobody wanted to take. No, I'm kidding. It's distributed by iHeart Podcasts, the path everyone wants to take. If you want to know more about puzzling puzzles, please check out the book The Puzzler by AJ Jacobs, a history of puzzles that the New York Times called fun and funny. It features an original puzzle hunt by yours truly and is available wherever you get your books. And puzzlers, for all your puzzling needs, go visit thepuzzler.com. See you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.